Environmental and wildlife conservation in Montana took hits during this year's state legislative session, including vetoes from the governor on bills that received bipartisan support. Among bills Governor Gretchen Forte vetoed was House Bill 477, which would have phased out some single-use styrofoam food containers in favor of those made from Montana agricultural byproducts. The bill's sponsor, Democratic Representative Marilyn Marler of Missoula, says it's discouraging when such a bipartisan effort is vetoed.
Because it seems to me he did not listen to a wide variety of people, even in his own party. I think that with this particular bill, it just didn't send the right message about what our values are.
Tourism and recreation are important and growing industries in the state, and Marler says people don't come here to see trash. Constituents can see how their lawmakers voted on conservation this session on the Montana Conservation Voters 2025 legislative scorecard. Marler says she's also concerned about the weakening of the Montana Environmental Policy Act, which was designed to uphold Montanans' constitutional right to a clean environment. While there was a win for habitat funding, Marler says she's seeing continued privatization of wildlife.
It was not a great session for conservation, and it was not a great session for Montana hunters. It is becoming very hard to keep commercialization of wildlife off the books.
In renewable energy news, Gene Forte vetoed the Montana Solar Shares Act, which would allow Montanans to buy shares in an energy-generating solar array. But a veto override poll for lawmakers is currently underway by mail. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.